This is VSiN's Tailgate Show, only on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN's Tailgate Show into its third and final hour. We appreciate you being here for the entirety of this Saturday morning. And as we said at the very start of the show, Christmas might be over, but college football, especially in bowl season, is the gift that just keeps on giving. 8 FBS college football bowl games on this final Saturday of 2025. Sadly and unfortunately, it is our final Saturday with at least a single college football game until August 29th of 2026. That is week zero to kick off the 2026 campaign. So cherish today. 8 games, a full docket, our first game about to kick in Annapolis at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Our final game tonight in Houston, 9:15 p.m. Eastern time in the Texas Bowl. We'll talk about that game in just a moment. 6 games sandwiched in between, including perhaps the most popular bowl game and the best bowl matchup of this Saturday, a top 25 tilt between number 22 Georgia Tech and number 12 BYU in the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando, the People's National Championship. Let's start with that first game just about to kick, at the Go Bowling Military Bowl in Annapolis, the home stadium of the Naval Academy. It is Pitt and East Carolina. ECU, an 8-win football team, hoping for a 14th win in 19 total games under head man Blake Harrell, who took over as the interim head coach last year for the Pirates and has seen success, including a bowl victory in the 2024 Military Bowl, and now once again here in 2025. When we started the show, the number was double digits, pretty steep in favor of Pitt, 10.5. It got to 13.5 on DraftKings early this morning, now about to kick at 12.5, that closing spread in favor of Pittsburgh. Normally on Saturdays here on VSiN, I'm hosting Live Bets Saturday, often alongside Dustin Sweetelson. We react to those live betting shifts, and this game about to go live, so let's give you a thought on it. I would have laid the 10.5 with the Panthers because of all of the attrition and change for East Carolina. ECU starting quarterback all year, Caton Hauser, not playing in this game, nor is his stud tailback in London Montgomery, nor his top two wide receivers in Anthony Smith and Yannick Smith for East Carolina. And both coordinators under Blake Harrell, John David Baker, about to be the OC after being the offensive coordinator for ECU at Ole Miss, DC Josh Aldridge on his way to South Florida to take the defensive reins there. Let's see what Mason Heinschel, the true freshman quarterback for Pitt, can put on display against a pretty solid ECU defense, but the Pirates more known for their offense this year, top 15 in the nation in terms of yardage output. Mason Heinschel, when he took over as the starter for Cade Bell in this Pittsburgh offense, 4 of his first 5 starts, at least 304 yards through the air, but in his final 3, fewer than 225 in all 3 of those games, only 3 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. I expect a big game for Mason Heinschel for that Pitt offense today. We'll see what that number continues to look like, almost like a live bet Saturday here on VSiN's Tailgate Show, as that game is kicking off as we speak in Annapolis, Maryland. Pitt, a double-digit favorite against East Carolina in the Military Bowl. We've got a game at Yankee Stadium in the Pinstripe Bowl. We've got a game at Fenway Park in the Wasabi Fenway Bowl, kicking off at 2:15 p.m. Eastern time. But, of course, the crown jewel of this 8-game slate of college football bowl games on this Saturday is the Pop-Tarts Bowl, third-ever Pop-Tarts Bowl. And it has swept a nation that is starved for fun and excitement and just a very self-aware brand that leans into the beauty and the unique nature that is college football. And it's not just fun and celebratory and a little bit weird and quirky. It's also a really good football game today as Georgia Tech takes on BYU. In hour number one, we heard from the Cougs head coach in Kalani Sitake. Let's hear from the other side now. The leader of the Jackets, Brett Key, and his team booked as an underdog against BYU in the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
That 10-game threshold is a... it's big, just from an external perception, from going out on the road in January. We've taken great steps the last 3 years in the program of what we've been able to do and accomplish. And this is one of those, kind of glass ceilings, I guess you would say, that you're always looking to get towards. But the one thing we know is we cannot control the outcome of a game. Right. All we can control is what goes into it. Right. How we prepare, how we compete, and we can't control the outcome. right? We're not an outcome-based organization. We are about being in the moment, being where your feet are, playing the play that you have. When that play's over, it's done. Right? Same thing with the game. So it's important. It's big for the program. But, you know, 9 wins is big too right now, right? And then 10. And then, you know, it's always – you're always wanting to improve and get better and better and better. So, look, I don't care if you got 0 wins or 12 wins. You play that next game, competitors want to compete.
Georgia Tech, 9 regular season wins, hoping to get to double digits. It seemed as though the Yellow Jackets were certainly going to get there in the opening 2 months of the year. Georgia Tech started a perfect 8-0 for the first time in program history since 1966, but of course dropped 3 of their final 4. Defense has not been great for the Jackets this year, allowing nearly 170 yards per game on the ground. That will be tested. But some significant injury news for BYU. The Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, lead running back for BYU in LJ Martin, had shoulder surgery following the Big 12 championship defeat for the Cougars against Texas Tech. He's not playing in this game. Neither is his backup in Sione Maua, who is not going to suit up as well. So a new cast and crew for BYU in that running back room to try to exploit what has been a pretty weak rush defense under Brent Key. What has not been weak for Key and the Jackets in his reign, took over as the interim head coach in Atlanta midway through 2022, is how Georgia Tech performs as the underdog. A 3.5-point spread right now in favor of BYU, but this line touched 5 earlier in bowl preparation. Brent Key, as the head coach of Georgia Tech, has been booked as an underdog 24 total times. His team, 18-6 against the number in those games, including 13 outright wins, the 13 outright victories in the last 4 college football seasons, the most of any FBS program when booked as an underdog. I've got a play for that game a little bit later on, looking at the total of 55 and a hook. Let's run through some of our other games that we have here in the 8-game slate around this bowl Saturday. Pinstripe Bowl kicks off in just about an hour, noon Eastern time, up in the Bronx inside Yankee Stadium between Clemson and Penn State. Did not expect these two teams that were top 4 in the country in the AP preseason poll to be squaring off in the Pinstripe Bowl. We thought maybe they would play in late December in the postseason, but more than likely in the college football playoff. Here they are in Yankee Stadium. Clemson with 7 wins. Penn State just getting the bowl eligibility with the interim head coach in Terry Smith. A 2.5-point underdog. Total at 48.5. A lot of people liking the under today, expecting a defensive affair. Tons of opt-outs on either side, but both quarterbacks, at least the quarterbacks that started the final few games of the regular season, Cade Klubnik, the veteran, going to start today for Clemson by reports. Ethan Grunkemeyer should be out there for Penn State as well. And a little bit of action from Katron Allen and Danai Dennis-Sutton, 2 NFL players, certainly next year in 2026, but should at least play at the very start of today's Pinstripe Bowl. From Yankee Stadium to Fenway Park, normally it's one of the best rivalries in Major League Baseball. Today, it's just how we go in the bowl docket. 2:15 p.m. Eastern time. It's UConn and Army in the Wasabi Fenway Bowl. The Black Knights, more than a touchdown favorite at Fenway today against UConn. The Huskies looking for the first 10-win season in over 3 decades, or close to 3 decades, I should say, as an FBS program. One of the reasons is UConn's quarterback in Joe Fignano, who was one of the best in the country this year, 28 touchdowns with only a single interception thrown, not playing. But UConn's first ever consensus All-American, the stud wideout in Skylar Bell, probably going to play, as is Cam Edwards, running back for UConn in this game. Now, I don't know if I can trust things without Joe Fignano there as the quarterback. Tucker McDonald or Kayson Farrar are supposed to be the starting QBs battling it out for that spot for the Huskies today. Without Joe Fignano, I wonder, I think I would take the points if I had a play in the Fenway Bowl. We talked about the Pop-Tarts Bowl. We've got the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl as well in a little bit. We've got a game between North Texas in a matchup in the New Mexico Bowl as UNT takes on one of the best defenses in the sport in San Diego State. We've got the Gator Bowl tonight, Virginia and Missouri. We've also got the Texas Bowl in Houston. Might it be home cooking for the Cougs? Here's Houston's head coach, Willie Fritz, as his team prepares to take on LSU.
Big team. You know, they're really big on the offensive line. You know, 2 really active interior guys on the defensive line. big, tall and long in the secondary. You don't see that a lot of schools. So they're really talented squad. I mean, I think they've been a top 10 recruiting class, last 3, 4, 5 years. So obviously got a lot of very good players.
Houston, a 2-point favorite tonight in Houston inside NRG Stadium against the Bayou Bengals. Of course, a lot of change happening in Baton Rouge for LSU in this matchup. Pretty familiar setting for Houston. 5th game in their last 7. The spread has been fewer than a field goal. Houston in the previous 4 winning 3 of them outright. An 8-game slate on this college football Saturday will continue to take some looks at every bowl game that we have, with one already underway in Annapolis, the Military Bowl between Pitt and East Carolina. And this is the holiday season. It continues into the new year. That means the college football playoff, and that means VSiN is live all New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. We'll have full regular programming both days, starting with VSiN by the books at 7 a.m. Eastern, and rolling through a numbers game, prop points, money moves, follow the money, VSiN prime time, and cashing out deep into the night. As you're counting down to 2026 and kicking off the new year, VSiN will be right there with real-time betting coverage across the college football playoff, the NFL, the NBA, and plenty more. Spend your new year with VSiN, the nonstop home for sports bettors. It is still a wonderful time of year. Bowl season, into the college football playoff, and plenty to break down across the National Football League. We'll continue doing that next on VSiN's Tailgate Show.
Show right here on VSiN, the sports betting network, where you get your winners.
VSiN's Tailgate Show rolls on right here on this Saturday with plenty to discuss. A doubleheader in the National Football League as Week 17 continues, and as we have shared so many times, 8 great college football bowl games on this Saturday. We head to the Progressive Guest Line to welcome on Ed Egros here joining us on VSiN's Tailgate Show, FanDuel West contributor, writer for Pine Sports. And Ed, a very Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. And thanks for joining us here bright and early on this Saturday morning.
Thank you so much. The pleasure is all mine. Welcoming you into my parents' house as I celebrate the holidays with them. I'm sure there are some very embarrassing baby photos of me around, but they're just out of reach. Unfortunately, I can't share them with you. It's just too bad.
You know what, Ed? That's all right. We'll let it pass. Normally some great home studio in the parents' basement decor, but still, we're going to have some fun here looking at all the football action that we've got this weekend and into next week as bowl season rolls on. Let's start with our doubleheader in the NFL tonight, and let's start in Los Angeles, the Chargers and the Texans. Playoff rematch from a season ago, and expected to be a great game tonight inside SoFi Stadium. Just 1.5 in favor of LA at home, but almost a basically moneyline pick'em in terms of how we expect this game to be decided. Ed, how do you break down the matchup between the Chargers and the Texans?
I think the wrong team is favored here. I think Houston can win this game outright. And I think one of the big reasons why this Chargers offense has been respectable throughout the entire season is how well they've been converting on third down. But that is not sustainable going forward. Anytime I see such a high third down conversion rate, the first thing I'm going to do is be a little bit skeptical, especially in a matchup like this where, look, this Texans defense, I mean, I know everybody's given them their flowers, but we need to continue doing so. The pass rush led by Will Anderson, led by Danielle Hunter, that should put Justin Herbert and company in third and unmanageable situations, especially as this Chargers offensive line, you're dealing with a lot of injuries, a lot of shuffling. That is definitely going to be a big concern going forward. And also, as LA is dealing with depth concerns as far as defensive back goes, CJ Stroud is looking better and better every single week. I think there are going to be enough weapons for him to go through his progressions, go through perhaps as even his third, fourth, three, whatever it takes, and he should be just fine there. There are going to be some openings that the Texans offense can exploit. I think there are just going to be way too many mismatches. I think Houston can win this football game outright.
if the Houston Texans do win outright as the very short underdog in SoFi, a playoff berth once again for Houston in 2025. The Texans can also get there with an Indianapolis loss tomorrow. Colts nearly a touchdown dog at home against Jacksonville. Our second game of two tonight, Ed, is in Green Bay, and quarterback injury news is the main headline. The Packers, Jordan Love, ruled out, still remains in concussion protocol. Green Bay is going to start Malik Willis. Lamar Jackson ruled doubtful the entirety of the week, more than likely starting Snoop Huntley tonight in Lambeau. Spread remains a full field goal in favor of the Packers. What's the approach for this game with the backup quarterbacks getting the start tonight?
Well, I think one of the things that all of us bettors should be doing at the start of every single season is power rank the backup quarterback so that you end up with situations like this. You're not necessarily flat-footed when it comes to analyzing what could go down. When Malik Willis starts a football game, you don't expect much passing. This is going to be a run-heavy approach for Green Bay. So when it comes to receiving props, maybe you go under for the big guys. That probably makes the most sense. But look, just because you know the Packers are going to be running, and Baltimore certainly knows that they're going to be running, that doesn't mean they can't do it. I do think that Green Bay should be affected there. Their rushing success rate, 44.6%, when you filter out garbage time, that's good for eighth best in the National Football League. This is not a situation where Baltimore is just going to stack the box and Green Bay is going to have to throw it a little bit more. I still think they're going to find some ways to be effective there. Even if Jordan Love were playing, the matchup would suggest that Green Bay would run a little bit more. So I trust Malik Willis a good bit more than Tyler Huntley in a game like this. I think Green Bay can cover the three. I think also, even though we're dealing with a low total because both offenses are probably going to be highly conservative, I still think the under could be good here, but definitely Green Bay is going to cover the number.
First half unders have been very profitable in Lambeau, 19.5, that first half total tonight. All seven home games for the Packers, the first half under has come through. Eddie Gross joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line on VSiN's Tailgate Show. FanDuel West contributor writer for Pine Sports. Let's go from the National Football League to the College Football Playoff. Ed, just a few days away from the quarterfinal round. It starts on New Year's Eve night in the Cotton Bowl between Ohio State and Miami. 9.5-point spread in favor of the Buckeyes. Three games on New Year's Day. We've got a game in Miami, the Orange Bowl between Texas Tech and Oregon, the Rose Bowl between Indiana and Alabama, and of course, the nightcap and the Sugar Bowl in the Big Easy between Georgia and Ole Miss. Of our four games in the quarterfinal round, Ed, of the College Football Playoff, which one stands out to you the most?
I think we ought to start at the tippy top here, the earliest one, Miami and Ohio State. Don't let the Big Ten championship game fool you. Ohio State still has an elite, elite passing attack. They rank number one in opponent-adjusted EPA. The receivers are going to play on Sundays. Julian Sayin will have enough protection to throw the ball deep in this one. So I'm expecting a lot of explosives for Ohio State, and they will be just fine. I think also, too, we need to look back at that Miami win over Texas A&M a little bit skeptically. The conditions there were not prime for really anything. That's why they were missing all of those field goals and you know, making some wonky fourth down decisions. But ultimately, I look at that one as a bit of a wash. Where, yeah, Miami deserves to be here, but they didn't exactly impress me in that contest. Whereas Ohio State, they've been doing amazing things pretty much all season long. Defensive front for the Buckeyes could very well put Carson Beck on his tail a good bit in this one. So I don't see where Miami really has an advantage on both sides of the ball. I think Ohio State can absolutely cover that number. And I think as far as the other thing that matters, as far as the quarterfinals are concerned, I think that Ole Miss can put up a game against Georgia. I know the chatter when it came to that Ole Miss win over Tulane was, well, Tulane shouldn't even be in the playoff. You know, anybody could have, you know, rolled over the green wave. I don't think so. I think Ole Miss was really impressive in that lopsided win. I also think we as bettors kind of overrate coaching changes a great deal, all to the point where I go, look, Ole Miss is very formidable. Georgia's offense may have some questions, and Ole Miss was leading for much of that first contest between these two. I think Ole Miss can absolutely cover a massive spread.
A two-possession game through most of that third quarter and into the fourth before Georgia scored all 17 points in the final stanza to come back and win at home in Athens in the regular season matchup now over 2 months ago. Ed, as we get close to New Year's Day, of course, it's the College Football Playoff. But it's also just some awesome bowl games that we have the remainder of this week, including two on Tuesday. Let's start in Nashville. Music City Bowl between Illinois and Tennessee. The Illini, a 2.5-point underdog against the Volunteers playing in their home state. How do you match up this game?
I think it's one of those things where I'm a little bit bitter, if you don't mind me saying so, just because I felt like that Illinois could very well have been a playoff team at the start of the year. So many seniors, so much experience, and they absolutely let me down, especially in those big games. I think it's one of those things where there are certain Big Ten teams that, because they played an easier schedule, because the conference is so top heavy, that you could very well see some teams have really good, really impressive records. But they let us all down. And I think Illinois is one of those teams where they're going up against a high-flying offense in Tennessee. They're absolutely going to care about a game like this. And I just don't know how Illinois' secondary, which has given up a lot of explosives all season long, especially against the good teams, I expect that to happen here. I think Tennessee will absolutely blow them out, and I think they're going to cover the number.
You see that very lofty total of 61 for the Music City Bowl on Tuesday in Nashville. Ed, final 2 minutes of this segment. Another great game on Tuesday, the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio between USC and TCU. The Trojans, nearly a touchdown favorite against the Horned Frogs. What do you like in that game?
Well, it's one of those things where, yes, there are some defectors and, you know, guys going into the transfer portal, especially TCU's quarterback, Josh Huber, who was there pretty much all season long. This is one of those situations where which program can handle that topsy-turvy situation that we expect come bowl season. I think USC is very much better prepared as far as who can play, who can't play. USC certainly has more depth, you know, pretty much across the board than TCU does. So absolutely, the line makes a whole lot of sense. Certainly, you wish all of the stars were going to play in a game like this one. But definitely, I think USC is not going to be flat-footed when it comes to who is going to be prepared, ready, and able to play in a game like this. I'm backing the Trojans.
Yeah, both teams trying to end the year on a high note. But it would be a nice exclamation point for Southern Cal to end out year number four under Lincoln Riley. Eddie Gross joining us here on VSiN's Tailgate Show from FanDuel West and Pine Sports. Ed, we appreciate the time. I thought your parents' house looked beautiful on camera today for what it was worth. Happy holidays and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Plenty of action to get to as we are underway in this 8-game slate of bowl action on this Saturday. Still scoreless in Annapolis at the Military Bowl between East Carolina and Pitt. Pitt closed as a 12.5-point favorite, still laying double digits, 10.5 in terms of that live number. A man that knows about college football better than most, and the man that normally sits in this seat on VSiN's Tailgate Show, Tim Murray, joins us up next here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN's Tailgate Show, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network, where you get your winners.
An honor for me here filling in on VSiN's Tailgate Show to welcome on the guy that normally sits in the lead chair each and every Saturday morning here on VSiN's Tailgate Show. We go to the Progressive guest line to welcome in Tim Murray. He is on the sidelines tonight for the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, a part of Bowl Season Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 201. Tim, thank you for joining us from lovely Tucson, Arizona, bright and early on this Saturday. We appreciate the time, and thanks for being here on your show, my friend.
No, it's good to be on. You know, we've had so many great guests throughout the football season, Ben, whether it be Stormy when she's on the road, Ian Fitzsimmons. So I felt like, you know, I got to get at the spirit of being a sideline reporter. So pleasure to join you, man. Thanks for holding it down. And yeah, it's a great day already underway. You were updating people on the Military Bowl, 8 games in total today. So it should be a fun bowl day. So hopefully we get some winners too.
Tim, every Saturday I sit in this chair in my home studio around 8:05 a.m. Pacific time. And it's often when Ian Fitzsimmons is signing in from some glorious location, setting up a beautiful backdrop for a great guest spot on VSiN's Tailgate Show. All right, let's start with the game you are covering later this afternoon, the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, Miami, Ohio, and Fresno State. The Redhawks, a 5.5-point dog against those Bulldogs. What's the number one thing you're looking out for in this matchup between Fresno State and Miami?
Yeah, I'm curious how Miami's going to garner some offense today, Ben. That's the curiosity. This is a team that has struggled mightily offensively. Daquan Finn, the transfer from Toledo, he had a stopover at Baylor. Very unique situation as he left the team late in the season. So they've kind of been playing musical chairs. Thomas Gaskowski has been the starter here for a couple of games here for Miami. And Fresno, look, this is a team that is a bit frustrated, Ben, in the sense that they think they were good enough to win this conference this year and ultimately had a couple of losses that left them out of the race to win the Mountain West. This is a very strong defensive team in Fresno State, allowing less than 300 yards per game. So you see the total today. It's the lowest total of the day, one of the lowest totals of the bowl season. And there's a reason for that when you look at, you know, what these two teams bring to the table offensively. I'm excited to see Cam Perry from Miami. He had the viral catch in the MAC championship, one-handed on the sidelines. He's in the portal, but he's expected to play today. Not a lot of opt-outs, which is exciting when it comes to this particular bowl game. A couple of guys that won't be out there for Miami, including their edge rusher, Adam Trick, who had 8.5 sacks this year. So that'll be a big loss. But, you know, the biggest thing for me, Ben, is how is Miami going to find the offense? Because down the stretch, they certainly struggled quite a bit in that with that standpoint.
Going to be a really difficult test against a really good Fresno State defense, as Tim mentioned, only allowing 20.1 points per game, second best in the Mountain West, only behind San Diego State. An 8-win first year under Matt Ensign, Central California, really good 2025 campaign for the Bulldogs. We've got our second bowl game of 8 today, Tim, inside Yankee Stadium up in the Bronx. And if I would have said Penn State versus Clemson in late December, you would have said, what a great college football playoff quarterfinal we have in store. No, Pinstripe Bowl in the Bronx today. The Tigers, a short 2.5-point favorite, total around 48 and a hook. Tim, what's the play that you have for the Pinstripe Bowl?
Yeah, it's the Disappointment Bowl when you think back to the start of the year to have these two teams playing in a snowy Yankee Stadium. It is nice to see. We might have some post-game snow angels. I think we've seen that before in this particular bowl game. You look at Penn State and their offensive line, Ben. I believe four of their starters are going to be out tonight. And, you know, I give Catron Allen some credit for saying that he's going to play, but how much is he going to play in this game? That's the big question. We know Nicholas Singleton, he's opted out of this game as he gets ready for his NFL career. Clemson, they've got a plethora of opt-outs as well. As of right now, it does look like Cade Klubnik is going to play. Will he play the entire game? I know we've seen some late money come in on the over here, Ben, which surprises me a little bit, but I did split a unit here. I took a little first half under 23.5 and a little full game under 47.5, so didn't get the best of the number as there are some 48s out there, but I think this is kind of just a feeling out process, a lot of ground and pound. I don't really have a strong feel on aside. This thing is kind of popped around 3 down to 2.5 as you see right now. I would probably lean Clemson if you're in a pick'em situation for, you know, a bowl contest or whatever it may be. But I do think this is kind of a grinder of a game. So first half under, full game under, feeling out process. And I do expect Clemson probably to pull out the victory here with Dabo on the sidelines there. But for me, I took a little bit of the unders here with all the opt-outs in this particular game here this afternoon.
Yeah, Tim, when you have two seasons as disappointing as they were for both the Nittany Lions and the Tigers, not surprised to see so much of that talent that will play on Sundays opting out of this game. Even those faces that we know, like Catron Allen and Denai Dennis Sutton for Penn State, or Clemson's Cade Klubnik, they're going to play, but exactly how much today up in the Bronx, that remains the question. Tim, 8 bowl games on this Saturday in 2 inside baseball stadiums, including the one at Fenway Park in the Fenway Bowl between UConn and Army. Now, the Cadets, an 8.5-point favorite against the Huskies in this matchup because of so much attrition for UConn. How competitive do you expect this game to look today in Beantown?
Yeah, I mean, who's going to play quarterback? That's the question here, Ben. They might call you to go in and play quarterback for UConn here. Joey Fagnano not going to play here for UConn. Jim Mora Jr., as we know, has departed. I think that's a great hire by Colorado State, and I think that'll really give them a jolt in the arm as they head to the Pac-12 next year. But, you know, for UConn, this was an early bet for me. I wrote it up for the betting guide because I fully anticipated this number to move. So I did lay Army money line way back when at a really reasonable price, now looking at 8.5. Haven't decided if I want to jump in on the other side here, just because my question is this, Ben, and, you know, the bowl game I'm at, Miami is playing in this Snoop Dogg Bowl for the second straight year. I think it's a little bit different, in my opinion. Miami seems to be excited to be down here. Chuck Martin, their head coach, has discussed, you know, how well they were treated. I'm not saying that UConn wasn't treated well, but you think back to last year, and this was one of my favorite bowl bets a year ago, Ben. UConn playing North Carolina, an opportunity to play a Power Four team in UNC, and they got that victory as a slight underdog. Now the roles have reversed. You're taking on a service academy. You're facing a triple option offense. It's the frigid cold up there in Boston, Massachusetts. Now, I will give UConn a lot of credit here. They've got a couple of guys in the portal. They've got a stud wide receiver in Skylar Bell, who's going to be in the Senior Bowl. He's going to the NFL. He's a first-team All-American. He's playing in this game, so you've got to give him a lot of credit. But you do wonder, as this game wears on, how much UConn just says, all right, let's pack it in. Let's wrap up this season. We've had a great year, 9 wins, a big win over Duke, the ACC champion. So at this point, it's hard to recommend laying 8.5, but I probably, Ben, still would look that way. Maybe an in-game element here as the game feels on is UConn get an early touchdown. Maybe you're able to get Army a little bit of a discount, but you know Army, Navy, Air Force isn't in a bowl this year, but you look at service academies historically, they always tend to play well. And Jeff Monken in his time in Army, he's perfect against the spread in bowl season. So I do have an early bet on Army. Still think they take care of business, but probably not something I would recommend at 8.5 right now, Ben. But I certainly think in-game opportunity here on Army. Just see how UConn is out there. Maybe they gave a couple of good efforts early on, and then Skylar Bell, you know, packs it in for the rest of his career. You know, Cam Edwards, whatever it may be there for UConn. So probably an in-game look at Army. I fully anticipate this game eventually to get away from the Huskies.
The crown jewel of our 8-game slate on this Saturday, Tim Murray, the Pop-Tarts Bowl, the People's National Championship, and a heck of a football game. Top 25 tilt between Georgia Tech and BYU. The Cougs, a 3.5-point favorite, total at 55.5. What do you like in the matchup between the Yellow Jackets and the Cougs?
Well, first and foremost, you know, we got to talk about Pop-Tart flavors. Big s'mores guy. Loved those as a kid. Brown sugar, always solid. Never really ventured into the new world. Very underrated. The frosted cherry, very underrated Pop-Tart. All right, as for this game, I actually lean a little bit towards Georgia Tech. Ben, I know you've done a really nice job documenting Brent Key and how successful he's been in the underdog role since taking over at Georgia Tech. And here he is again, right? Not a lot of opt-outs. Both these teams, they clearly want to be there. So we've seen a little bit of money come in here on Georgia Tech. Now, is that related to LJ Martin being out for BYU as he's dealt with an injury? He's not going to play in this game. Look, you mentioned it. You're absolutely right. This is the best game of the day. There's no doubt about it down there in Orlando. But at 3.5, I probably would look towards Georgia Tech. I have not bet this yet. So, you know, once again, as I, you know, mentioned before with the Army game, maybe an in-game angle. But I think pre-flop, I think I would look at Georgia Tech, especially 3.5 here against BYU. But there's no doubt this is the crown jewel of the day, as you mentioned. I think it should be a really, really competitive game down there at Camping World Stadium. So a lean towards Georgia Tech in this one against BYU, especially with no LJ Martin there in the backfield for BYU.
Tim Murray giving a shout out to Frosted Cherry, one of the three flavors on Team Sprinkles that will battle it out against Team Swirl for the honor and the right to sacrifice themselves to go into mouth heaven. I promise you, those are all real world words as it pertains to the Pop-Tarts. Tim Murray, thanks for joining Beeson's Tailgate Show. Have a great call and a great game at the Arizona Bowl later today. More of the show comes your way next.
You're watching Beeson's Tailgate Show right here on VSiN, the sports betting network where you get your winners.
Beeson's Tailgate Show rolls on into our final segment, but do not go anywhere on this Saturday. Live Bet Saturday up next. That's the show I'm usually on when it comes to a college football slate on a Saturday, and plenty of great programs the remainder of this jam-packed Saturday, the final one in the calendar year 2025. And of course, before the line moves, whatever the sport is, the sharp plays is already there. They don't just follow the market. They help shape it. You're not going to outsmart billion-dollar sports books or full-time sharps on your own, but with the sharp plays, you don't have to. Powered by advanced AI, connected to proven insider sources and active across the NFL, NBA, MLB, and college hoops. The Sharp Plays delivers the edge serious bettors rely on, free daily reports, real-time alerts, and market-moving insights straight to your inbox or X feed. Since 2011, they've backed it all up with documented results, public logs, and transparent receipts. SharpPlays.com, trusted by pros, monitored by the books. Stay ahead of the line. Visit SharpPlays.com. An 8-game slate of college football action as bowl season continues. It is the most bowl games in a single day of bowl season the entirety of this college football season. It is our final Saturday with even a single college football game until Saturday, August 29th, 2026. That is the opening weekend and the opening day of the 2026 season, week zero. So of your 8 games, with one already underway in Annapolis in the Military Bowl between Pitt and East Carolina, make sure you appreciate what we have. And I would only highly recommend to take in all the theatrics, the pomp and circumstance of the Pop-Tarts Bowl between Georgia Tech and BYU. Just an update for you from that Military Bowl in Annapolis, Maryland, still scoreless, Pitt and ECU tied at 0-0. Oh, as I say that, ECU on the board. The Pirates strike first. They take an early 3-0 lead. Pitt closed as a 12.5-point favorite with a lot of steam on this Saturday morning. Line was 10.5. Now that live number, 6.5 points in favor of the Panthers. Total has come screeching down, 52 and a hook at its close, now 37.5. Chasten Ditta getting the start for ECU at the quarterback spot after their full-time starter this year, Caden Hauser, not playing in this game. Next up, it's the Pinstripe Bowl in New York, inside Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. It's Penn State and Clemson. The Tigers, a 2.5-point favorite, 47 and a hook is that total. Of course, it is not the bowl game that either of these two teams were hoping to play in entering 2025. Penn State was number 2 in the preseason AP Top 25. Clemson, the number 4 team in that preseason poll. They square off today. And when you have disappointing seasons with so much NFL talent in your program, of course, there's going to be a ton of opt-outs. That's the story for Clemson, missing about 7 starters on either side of the football, and for Penn State as well. But what we do know is at least the quarterbacks we saw to end out the regular season. Clemson starter Cade Klubnik expected to play for Dabo Swinney's Tigers. Ethan Grunkemeyer on the other side for Penn State. Alongside Grunk at the start should be Katron Allen, the all-time leading rusher in the history of Penn State football. How long he plays is a different story. I kind of lean with Penn State pulling off the slight upset. But really, when you look at this game, a lot of people on the under, 47.5, relying on the defense and maybe some skittish and slow starts for your two offenses. Clemson, even with a win, will win 8 games or fewer for the first time since 2010. That was Dabo Swinney's second full year as the head coach of this Tigers program. Penn State, with a loss, would fall to 6-7 overall. It would be the first losing record in a full season for Penn State since 2004. Following our Pinstripe Bowl, we go to another baseball stadium in the Northeast, to Boston, Massachusetts, the Wasabi Fenway Bowl between UConn and Army. When this line opened up on the Sunday following conference championship weekend, it was actually Connecticut as an ever so slight favorite. Not the case any longer. Army is laying 8.5, a lot of change for this UConn side. Jim Mora Jr., the new head coach for Colorado State. Most of his staff has remained, but really the reason this number has moved so drastically is Joe Fignano. 28 touchdowns to only an interception this year for UConn. Not going to play in this game. His top target in Skylar Bell, expected to give it a go. The consensus All-American, the first ever consensus All-American for Connecticut football, and 1,000-yard rusher Cam Edwards, expected to play for UConn. But for how long, again, that's going to be a theme today. The good thing about the service academies in bowl season, you got a pretty good general sense of who's going to be out there. Not many opt-outs. Cale Helms, the quarterback for Army, who has run the ball at least 21 times in 8 consecutive games for at least 81 yards on the ground, is going to test the Huskies defense that allowed nearly 185 rushing yards per game this season. Another reason that Army is laying 8.5 points. We had Tim Murray join us from the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, Miami, Ohio, Fresno State, total just hovering at 40. Two defenses first in this matchup for both the Redhawks and the Bulldogs. Really successful opening season in Central California in Fresno for Matt Entz. Won national championships at North Dakota State. Last year was the linebackers coach at USC under Lincoln Riley. His Fresno State team looking for a ninth win, booked as a 5.5 point favorite. Following that, we go from Arizona to New Mexico, the best offense in the country in North Texas, averaged 44.8 points per game, more than 500 yards of total offense with the nation's leading passer and Drew Mestemaker, 4,127 passing yards. Despite the change in head coach, Eric Morris about to be the head coach at Oklahoma State, Mestemaker going to play in this game. He is enlisted in the transfer portal. He is going to play. Again, for how long, that remains to be seen. His running back in Caleb Hawkins, that has 23 rushing touchdowns this year, also expected to line up for the Mean Green. Best scoring offense in the country against a top 10 scoring defense in San Diego State that only allowed 12.6 points per game this year. But their DC, Rob Orich, about to be the defensive coordinator for Nebraska in Lincoln starting in 2026. Following that game, really good matchup between a couple of power conference teams. Virginia, disappointing end of the year in that ACC championship game, of course, coming up short in OT against Duke, keeping the Hoos out of the college football playoff. But Virginia, double-digit wins this season. UVA in year four, looking for an 11th win for the first time ever in program history. In the first 3 years under Tony Elliott, UVA had a total of 11 wins. This number opened up at a touchdown in favor of Mizzou. You're about to see the spread. It's 4 in favor of the Tigers. Most of the public on Missouri, a lot of sharp money on UVA as the underdog. Virginia will have to be sound on the ground in containing Ahmad Hardy and Jamal Roberts. Ahmad Hardy, second leading rusher in the country this year, 1,560 rushing yards, 16 rushing touchdowns for Mizzou. That will be the focal point for this Missouri offense. In our final game of 8 in this bowl bonanza on the final Saturday of 2025, comes from Houston in the Kinders Texas Bowl. Houston inside NRG Stadium. The Cougs taking on the Bayou Bengals of LSU. Just a 2-point spread. Now only 1.5 in favor of Houston. Their fifth game in their last 7 that has seen a spread of a field goal or fewer. Comfortable in these spots. We'll see what LSU still has to play for. Michael Van Buren is going to make his 4th consecutive start at the quarterback spot for the Tigers. Now let's get you some best bets, including the People's National Championship. BYU, Georgia Tech, squaring off in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I like points in this game. Go over 55.5 between the Cougs and the Jackets. Georgia Tech has not been good on the ground this year, allowing nearly 170 rushing yards per game. BYU, lethal in terms of its rushing attack. Even without LJ Martin in the backup in Sione Maua, I still expect BYU to focus on the ground. Bear Bachmeyer is going to play, and Haynes King is lining up on the other side for Georgia Tech, who has been so good as an underdog under Brent Key, 18-6 against the number. I think we're going to see two really good offenses play really good football and go over that total of 55.5. I mentioned I have Penn State maybe winning outright in the Pinstripe Bowl. Why? More buy-in and belief in Terry Smith, the interim head coach who will remain on the staff under Matt Campbell in State College. I got Penn State when this number was at a flat field goal of 3. When it's now at 2.5, probably look to the money line if you're going to back the Nittany Lions. Give me Ethan Grunkemeyer playing in this game and a lot of talent for this Penn State side that did not really see the field throughout this disappointing season. I think will show out in this Pinstripe Bowl matchup against Clemson. And finally, I like Miami, Ohio, despite the offensive concerns at the Arizona Bowl against Fresno State. Thomas Gutkowski, the freshman from Indy, still slinging that ball and one of the best deep play threats in the sport at the wide receiver spot. Cam Perry going to play. Jordan Brunson, the running back for Miami, going to be out there as well. Don't love what the Fresno State offense has in store against a pretty sound defense under Chuck Martin. Some of my best bets for this awesome Saturday of college football. 8 bowl games for you to enjoy, including People's National Championship, Pop Tarts Bowl in 2025, a top 25 tilt between BYU and Georgia Tech. Shout out to everybody that made VSiN's tailgate show happen right and early on this Saturday. Mark Melusis, my good man Dustin Sweetelson, have you covered next on Live Bet Saturday.